From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Will Robinson. Roughly 75,000 Missourians have 2 years of college credit, but no degree. A national initiative known as Degrees When Due aims to change that. It provides universities and colleges with the tools to get students who put a pause on their education across the finish line. Angelette Pritchett is the Director of Academic Affairs with the Missouri Department of Higher Education and Workforce Development. She says this initiative is an opportunity for the students to finish what they've started. The University of Missouri-St. Louis, St. Charles Community College, and Moberly Area Community College are among the 19 colleges and universities participating in the initiative. Missouri activists are suing the Environmental Protection Agency over the state's lake water quality. The Missouri Coalition for the Environment filed a federal lawsuit against the EPA today. The group is suing the agency for approving what advocates describe as lax regulations for water quality in Missouri lakes. Advocates say the standards will allow unhealthy nitrogen and phosphorus buildup, which can cause algae blooms. The Missouri Coalition for the Environment is asking a federal judge to make the EPA disapprove of Missouri's current lake water standards. Interest in using medical marijuana is far outpacing expectations in Missouri. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Missouri has issued close to 22,000 medical marijuana cards in the first 5 months of the program. University of Missouri researchers had predicted Missouri wouldn't reach what many University of Missouri researchers had predicted Missouri wouldn't reach that many patients until 2021. The Missouri Medical Cannabis Trade Association estimates that there could be a The Missouri Medical Cannabis Trade Association estimates there could be at least 122,000 medical marijuana patients by the end of 2022. Spokesman Jack Cardetti says the estimate is based on trends in states such as Colorado. A federal judge has ruled that an 1851 maritime law does not protect a company from making payments to families of people aboard a tourist boat that sank on a Missouri lake, killing 17 people. After the July 2018 sinking at Table Rock Lake near Branson, multiple lawsuits were filed against Ride the Ducks International, which owned the boat before Ripley Entertainment bought it. The two companies asked U.S. District Judge Doug Harpool last year to find if the 1851 Ship Owners Limitation of Liability Act meant damages due to survivors or relatives of those who drowned could be capped at no more than the value of the sunken boat, which is $0. The Springfield News Leader reported that Harpool ruled Friday the law doesn't apply, in part because Table Rock Lake is not considered a navigable waterway under federal law. I'm Will Robinson, KBIA News, Columbia.